What's up, guys, and welcome to Game Nights and Hard Talks.
Join us, August and Elena, for a unique blend of casual gaming sessions and heartfelt conversations.
We really love playing games and wanted to document the time we spend playing together, along with capturing the conversations we have.
Our goal is to create a community of people who crave authentic stories and connections with others while also enjoying some good gameplay.
So let's keep the dice rolling and jump into the episode.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Is it awkward how we start our podcast when you're editing?
No, I don't think so.
I guess we're the ones that do it, so maybe it is awkward.
Why is it awkward?
Because it's so formal, but we're like, we live with each other, boyfriend, girlfriend, why do we always be like, hello?
Because it's silly.
I guess so.
Okay, so what do you got for me today, because you planned this episode?
I planned the podcast today. So, and I personally write my intros. I actually take a lot of pride in this, and I try to do my very best to make sure that it's not so hard, but harder than just like the game description would be. So I think you'll get this just because of our limited selection of games, but the goal is as we get more and more games, you have the hardest time guessing these. Okay, today's game is a competitive game where it's a race to the bottom, literally. And you can only leave when you bring something valuable to the top, or else you'll get left behind with nothing.
Okay, it's one of the clanks, clearly.
Damn it, you got it so fast.
It's a race to the bottom, literally, and you gotta bring something back. It's like, what other game does that?
Did you like the intro, though?
I did. It was clever. I think, though, considering that you specifically stated to the bottom, we're playing the classic one.
Correct. Classic Clank. We're not doing Clank in space. Clank is the first game that we played together during our game night before we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
It was the start of our potential interest in each other.
Well, my interest started way before that, but yeah.
August is like, actually, no. But it was when
it was like 3 weeks after. 3 weeks after we started.
After like 10 people have pointed out to me. Anyway, I'm a little dense. So we are diving into Clank today. I personally really love this game. This was the first game that I was introduced to when I started getting into bigger board games beyond your typical Monopoly, Uno, things like that. And so August had brought this over. Personally, really fun. It's not the games that I tend to loathe, which are your luck-based games. So
I mean, even though this one does have a little bit more luck, because your cards could come out.
A little bit, but you could be strategic with the cards. So we're going to get it set up, and then we'll start playing. And today's topic today.
Okay.
I should do a thing where you guess the topic.
That would be harder, but yeah.
That would be harder.
Maybe we give it a try in future episodes.
Okay. I will have to, yeah, I don't have anything prepared for tonight, but what we're talking about on the Heart Talk side of things is how we're approaching moving to Arizona.
Okay, I'll pause it here and grab the game.
Hey guys, real quick, are you worried about missing an episode? We just barely started our new Game Nights and Heart Talks newsletter, where you'll be the first to know when a new episode drops, along with getting access to exclusive stories about each episode. So if you want to join us and stay in the loop, we would love to have you, and go ahead and subscribe by clicking the link in the description. Let's jump back in.
And we're back.
Game is set up. We are ready to go. So Clank has a lot of expansions.
Yeah.
A lot. And we have almost all of them, right?
No, we do have all of them.
I thought we were missing just one Clank in space one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for the classic version.
Oh.
Clank in space, yes, we are. I think we're actually missing potentially two for that one. But for the regular classic one, we have all of them, I believe.
Cool. So to describe Clank to you guys, Clank is a competitive deck building game where your goal is to go into a dungeon and collect valuable artifacts, but you can be a little bit noisy and make clank, right? That indicates the noise that you're making and potentially wake up the dragon. That could leave you to your death. So It is possible, and we need a dragon token actually. It is possible to get 0 points in this game, which was wild to me when you explained the rules.
Yeah. The way that happens is if you die below a certain line on the board. Obviously, those listening, you can't see it. It's about the middle of the board, though.
And it's called being in depths.
Being in the depths.
So you've got below the depths and above the depths. And if you make it above the depths, then you can count your points. If you make it out of the dungeon, you get an extra 20 points. If you die in the depths, though, you get no points. And how did you explain it to me with the villagers?
Oh, this is actually in the rule book.
Yeah.
This is not something I legitimately read this. They're like, yeah, so if you make it above the line but die, like above the depths, the villagers will come in and find your body. And if you have valuable stuff on you, they will rescue you.
But you have to have an artifact.
Yeah, if you don't have an artifact, they're like, not worth rescuing it. And they will leave you in there.
Your body is worthless.
So the objective is go down deep. Grab an objective, which is the most valuable treasure you can find.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 artifacts. They're all different point values. The highest one is 30. Lowest one is 5.
We're also supposed to remove 2 because there's only 2 of us playing.
Oh.
So I'll just take out the small ones. Make it a little more difficult, but more exciting. Anyway.
We never go for the small ones anyway.
Yeah. That's the goal. Get in, steal an artifact, get out. And any other treasure you get.
So how would we describe this game to a child? I would describe it saying, very simple, run down into the dungeon, grab all the artifacts that you can hold, and get the hell out. And you do this by buying good cards and growing your deck.
I was thinking about how I would tell them. I was like, so you're Indiana Jones, but I don't think a child nowadays knows Indiana Jones.
I don't even know that very much. I've seen one, and I believe it was like, not even the first one.
Yeah, I saw the first one. I don't think I saw the second one. But then I saw the third one where Shia LaBeouf was in it, right?
I don't even know. It's been so long. Anyway,
it's been a while. But yeah, I think kids nowadays don't even know Indiana Jones. But yeah, you're basically a treasure hunter going into the dungeon of a dragon and stealing its treasure and trying not to die.
I like that. I think that's better than mine. yours also doesn't have the language, so mine might be a little bit older. Okay, right. Do you want me to start first, and I'll put Clank in?
Are you the sneakiest person?
See, you know, I don't know how to determine that. That's something in the Clank rules is like the sneakiest person goes first, and you're like, how do I determine that?
You go first. We'll just say you go first this time.
I'm actually probably not the most sneakiest because I can barely see in the dark.
That's true, and I sneak around the house all the time. But
it's true.
You called it, and we'll just go with it because we've both played so many times that it doesn't really matter.
Cool. I will take my turn, and you can tell the audience what you like about Clank.
I like Clank. Or the deck building part. As well as the artwork on the cards. Also, every card has a flavor text on the bottom.
What is a flavor text?
It adds... So, like, for instance, this treasure map. Flavor text is essentially just adding a story to the card.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like gamers are familiar with it. With, like, items they pick up. There's descriptions. Of like, oh, you found this trinket inside. Because it's just a picture of like a trinket or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or a necklace. And you open it and there's a picture of a woman and a man. So it's like, you found somebody's locket and lovers, you know? like it just adds more to the item instead of just saying, hey, you found an item. It's like, oh, hey, you found a treasure map. But at the bottom, it says this valuable find will soon lead to many others. So it just adds extra to the card. Like it doesn't provide any real benefit. It just kind of gives it a background story. And some of these items or cards, I think this is also another thing, are references to other pop culture movies or of like fantasy. Some not fantasy, some sci-fi, but this one, Daring Explorer.
That is a direct, that's Indiana Jones.
That's Indiana Jones. It's
because it has a picture of him taking the monkey idol off of and he's replacing it with a bag of sand.
Which he does in, I can't remember which one. I think the first one, but.
Don't ask me.
In one of the movies, he does that. And so.
We need our explorer mercenary.
We do need
secret tome. Yes. Okay. So, what I like about this game is it feels different each time. And now that I'm saying that, I'm pretty sure I've said that for the last games that we played that are strategy based. That's why I like them, is that they feel different each time. Meaning there's a lot of ways that I can get better. I can strategize better. I can play better. And that is something I personally really like. I like that there's a lot of expansions, so then you don't have to learn a new game. I don't have any problem learning new games. It just takes longer, and you don't get to get into the gameplay as fast. But I like how it has a lot of expansions that make it feel different. So that's something I enjoy. And then, of course, another thing is there's a lot of different options to win, a lot of different ways to win. Again, it's getting the most points that you win, but there's a lot of different ways that you can do it because you're playing cards and we have all the expansions. So we just keep all of the cards combined from all of the expansions. Oh, where's the goblin?
Oh, he's right there. Why didn't he not? Good catch.
You right here?
I'll put him right next to me.
So that's what I like.
One downside is this game requires a lot of table space.
It does, especially there's one that's called Clank Catacombs and you have to build the board.
Which is super cool that they came up with that. So like the board is very modular and just gets bigger and bigger. But that's the problem, is it gets bigger and bigger to the point where it's like almost you have impossible no room to get play. Out.
Yeah, and it's impossible to get out. So while you're going, I'll answer the question and then I'll have you answer it, is who would we recommend this game to? So like always, we'll recommend this game to your solid group of four, your diehard gamers, right? That are like, yeah, we always play with this couple or these people because, of course, it's good for those
gamers. I would still recommend it to those who aren't necessarily diehard gamers as well. Yeah. You know, as long as not everyone is new and playing, because then it will take a long time to.
But I wouldn't recommend it to big groups of people.
Oh,
because
no.
It takes a long time for people to take their turns, especially when you play with specific people that only like to draw cards. we have somebody like that who literally only likes to buy the cards that allow you to draw cards from your deck. And so then it's just like, draw more cards. 5 minutes later, you're like, I hate my life.
It gets to the point where he can cycle through his deck entirely on his turn sometimes. And which is like nuts, but you know, he's just drawing cards, which don't give you any extra resources to, you know, use on your turn. So like Clank has, a movement. Some cards have movement, others have like skill points that allow you to buy more cards. Others have attack, which allow you to attack monsters that show up on the dungeon row. And drawing cards is cool, unless you have only drawing cards, because then you don't really do much.
Yeah, that is fair. I got hit.
You got hit first.
No.
Damage on the board already.
Yeah, is there anybody else that you'd recommend this game to?
Anyone who loves fantasy and pop culture references.
Nice.
Which game has a lot. And as always, people who enjoy deck building games too. Like this is an amazing one.
Yes. Agreed. Well, anything else you want to say about the game before we dive into the heart talks?
I'm going to win.
Yeah, you say that.
I say that. Oh, look, I get to draw my last two cards.
Oh, of course.
I also forgot to move last turn. Oh, well.
That's awkward.
I can't quite reach there, which would give me two attack to kill that thing, but oh, well. One, two.
Yeah, so anything else you want to add?
No, I think we basically summed it up.
Awesome. So, our heart talk topic, that's a little difficult to say, is how we're approaching moving to Arizona. So do you want to give context on that first before we dive in?
Yes. So, like she was saying, we are moving to the state of Arizona. Currently, we are living in Utah. Just as a little stop from all of our crazy traveling on the East Coast. Part of it is to stay with my brother. He's currently sick right now, and just we wanted to be close, so he didn't. So I could spend more time with him and, yeah, just be around him as well. But the day after my birthday, so the 11th of May is when we're going to be moving down to Arizona. The reason we are moving to Arizona is Elena went there for a business trip and just thoroughly enjoyed being there.
It's true.
For those of you that don't know, which would be weird if you didn't, but Arizona's hot, like, year round. It's like Florida without the humidity.
Yeah. Actually, it's hotter than Florida. Yeah, so you're reaching like 120. Florida never got above 90.
90 is still hot. You get above 90 and it hot is hot. Okay. So yeah, that's the reason she wants to get cooked like lobster in an oven. That's where we're living. We're going to live in an oven. Now I sound like this is going to be the worst experience of my life.
And I was going to say,
it might be. I'm not putting it out. I'm not going to say it's
August
not.
August is like, I hate my life. It's going to get worse here.
But I was just like, yeah, sure. Why not? Let's just go. Let's try it out. Cause maybe I'll love it.
It's fair. You might.
But yeah. And we're going to stay there for a little while.
Yeah. A little while means
a couple of years.
Yeah. A couple of years. I mean, leases normally go, yeah, you could get longer, but normally go a year. So we'll probably do a year lease.
Yeah. And that's then, like longest.
And then, yeah. And then we'll see. Because we both know that it's not the end goal, because the end goal is to get a farm, a horse farm. And I don't think you'd want to get a horse farm in Arizona. You'd be able to ride your horses at like 5 a.m. or 10 at night. So.
I mean, 5 a.m. rides wouldn't be bad.
I like my sleep. I've gotten super particular about my sleep.
Especially since you read about it. Oh, this is a horrible hand. Got both my stumbles and I don't get a move. And I only get 3 skills. Okay.
Yeah. So my first question is how can we build a support system in the new state to help us navigate the challenges of moving and adjusting to the new environment?
Say that again.
How can we build a support system in the new state to help us navigate it as we go?
Help us navigate it as we go?
Pretty sure we're already pretty good at this, though.
Yeah, I mean, we've spent like the last 2 years doing this. So I'm not necessarily gonna say exactly what I, well, okay, that's wrong. Let me restart.
I'm like, where are you going with that?
There's not really anything I really could say or know for sure what to do, but because we've done it so many times. We've moved to a different state and we've gotten to the point where we're comfortable.
Yeah.
Except for the month stays. Some of those were uncomfortable the whole time.
Maine? Vermont. I was going to say Vermont for me on that end.
Vermont was a lot worse. I will say that much.
just because I like to walk. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it was hard.
It was difficult. But I think first little bit, we'll be fine. We'll get comfortable. We'll just drive around, see what's around us. And I think one big important thing is just to talk to people, talk to locals, be like, hey, so what's like, we're new here in the area. What's around here? What is something that's fun that people do? And go try a couple things. And then the biggest thing
that's
would be,
hard for me to do sometimes.
Yeah, same here. But I think the biggest thing would be to go somewhere and try to make some friends. Like,
yeah,
friends that we could spend time with. Okay, before I keep talking, or before you talk. All right, choice. You want a gold or a clink to draw a card?
I will take gold.
I will take a gold as well, because that's my first piece of treasure. One gold.
Yeah, I think you have a good point. And that was something that... at first, we were like, well, we're not very good at making friends, which I still do think that is the case. But when we were traveling, that wasn't the point of our traveling. The point of our traveling was to go and see things in the state. And so we were often going to parks or like just touristy things within the state. And you're not really going to go and meet a lot of people there, right? Like people are there to travel and do their own things and their own itinerary. And so that, that was something that we weren't really focused on when traveling.
No. Yeah.
But I think now that we're going to be a little bit more stationary in terms of within the states, the goal is to travel internationally, as we go, because that is something that we've wanted to do. But yeah, just put ourselves in situations to meet similar people. So what kind of people would you like to meet?
Fellow board gamers.
Yeah.
can imagine. But I also, I really want to get into going and doing airsoft. So like, if you don't know what airsoft is, it's, how do I explain it? Oh gosh.
Most people, I feel like, would know what airsoft is.
But maybe not. Anyway, so yeah, I want to get an airsoft thing, basically have toy guns and shoot other people. And play war. It's play war. Like, we're LARPing war. If you know what LARPing is, it's live action role play. There you go. Like, yeah, like, I want to do that. I think it would be so much fun to get into that. And so, like, more outdoorsy kind of people is what I'm looking for. I swear, every time there's a secret tome in the dungeon deck, and there shouldn't be. Every time we've played, now there's a dragon deck. So we make two?
Yes, we do make two. I was going to minus that clink.
Did you already have the two?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't try and get more from me.
You know, just making sure you're not cheating.
That is probably going to be very loud on the mic.
Especially when I'm doing it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look. I'm only going to keep this.
I think the people that I would like to meet is people who are like, maybe like a gym buddy or somebody who likes to do like...
challenges.
Yeah. Crazy. Challenges. Yeah.
Crazy challenges.
Yeah. I've also always wanted to do like an in-person book club. So I feel like that could be fun too.
Unless you read, you know, boring romance novels.
Do you think that that is what I would do a book club on? Boring romance novels?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe that could
you
be...
You do know! What are you talking about?
She is so offended by this.
Like, you know.
You know me!
You know me. I would not be doing it on rom-com novels. No way.
I would say that would be Liv, your sister, but she's reading Halo right now, so I can't dog on her, because I respect that.
It's fair.
Done?
Yes, I'm done. You've got to replace that. So, here's a question.
Before you answer that question, do you want 2 gold for a clank or 5 gold for 3? I'll do 5.
3 clank.
That's a pretty steep price, but
That is, and I already put a lot of clank in there, so we'll just do one for two. Thank you. So, this is a question I can answer first since you're just about to play. Excuse me.
Okay.
Is how might the move impact our relationship dynamics? And what strategies can we implement to ensure our relationship remains strong during this transition? I thought this was a really interesting question because there is, I think there's a lot of things that moving to different places change within a relationship, and something that is a little bit different to us than this, than all of the other moves is that we did is because we're not staying here just for 3 months. It's like, hey, we're going to actually live here for a little bit. And so we had to have that conversation of going, are we okay with this? And August likes to be a lot closer to his family than me. We got different reasons for that. That could be another episode, different time. But we were talking back and forth, like, is this something that we really want to do? And I think something that has come up in our relationship is I'm pretty strong-willed in terms of going like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want in my life. And that came across to August as like, I was going to move no matter what, even if he didn't want to move. And so then it made it seem like he had to choose between, hey, like, do I stay here in the place where I can be closer to my family? Or do I choose to be with my girlfriend, the person that I want to be with? And that was something that we had to talk a lot through because I could definitely see how it came across like that going, hey, like,
yeah, just, it wasn't even like, hey, I need to ask you something. It was more of like, hey, I'm moving to Florida. You're welcome to come. That was it. That's all you said. All you said.
It's true. Yes. That was the past experience with that is that we had literally done that in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. And so August was a little bit worried, like, hey, like, to have that conversation, right? Were you a little bit worried to have that conversation going, is she just going to leave?
Initially, yes. Initially, I was like, okay, what the heck? We just started dating. Okay. Not just started. We were like,
well, no, this is talking about Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Like, now.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were talking about the other thing.
No.
Yeah. No.
Did it make you a little bit like hesitant or?
Well, because like I had these strong feelings of wanting to stay because I was like, yeah, I want to be near my family. Also, how did you get that many cards?
React.
Oh, you're React. I have Reacts and I haven't been paying attention.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It is. Anyway. So. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Difference in like what we were wanting at that time.
Yeah, I just wanted to be near my family. That was mainly it because it was nice. It's been nice being close to them because I get to see them. I get to spend time with them. I get to participate in family functions, you know. Whereas when we were moving, that didn't happen too often.
Oh, yeah, because we were literally on the other side of the country because all your family lives here in Utah.
Yeah. I do have like a couple of relatives that live in different states. How are you able to do that?
Copied my teleport card twice with my duplicate.
Cast each of these spells once.
Yes, I played it and then I cast it, which is how I was able to go against the arrow and then over the lock.
Okay.
And then I have my movement.
I thought you said you played twice. And I was like, you can't do the same spell twice.
No, I don't have 10 mana.
Okay.
We just started.
Yeah, like, just making sure. Gotta...
August does this. He always thinks I'm cheating. I'm not cheating.
Because it's like you're moving against an arrow. And you're not allowed to move
He's
against
He's like, Glenn, you're doing things that you're not supposed to be doing. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm just that good.
She has a teleport. Teleporting allows you to just ignore essentially any symbol and arrow on the board, which is cool. But when you don't have it, it's very suspicious, especially since like she's not exactly saying what she's doing.
Yeah, I'm moving under the radar here.
So I'm like,
yeah. So we had to have that conversation. That I think has probably been the biggest thing in terms of how it's impacted our relationship, is that we just have had to have more conversations about what is our priorities and what do we want in life and what are we doing. And of course, those can sometimes get a little bit
emotionally charged.
Yeah, they haven't really gotten emotionally charged for us, though.
I think because we are decent at controlling those set of emotions.
Yeah. We just have had to, be very conscious about the words and what we're saying and making sure that we talk about our priorities. And I think what we have found from this is that we are still on the same page in terms of what we're wanting.
All right. I'm just kidding.
Like, actually, the page has turned.
The page has turned to a different one. Joke's on you.
We're not moving to the hellhole of Arizona.
I'm going here.
So I'd say that's probably the biggest impact.
I teleported, just so you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
we just have had to, I think the biggest way to strategies that we can implement to ensure our relationship remains strong is just always be willing and making sure that we're communicating in an emotionally sober way.
Yes.
Like going, hey, like, let's talk about it. Let's communicate about it. Let's make sure that we're still on the same page. And we do that before we do any big transitions. But we've also made the decision quite quickly. And I feel like it surprises me with you that you're able to make that decision quite quickly. Because not everybody would just be up and willing to, you know, you look at like movies and things, and it's like when somebody asks them to move in, it's like a big deal, or like move across the country with me. Not only move across the country with me, quit your job and let's do it 3 months at a time, up it to 1 month at a time. And you just barely moved it to me like a month ago. And all those times you've just been like, yeah. And in Arizona, it's the same thing. We obviously had to talk about it with family and making sure the priorities were aligned. But then it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, because we're trying to build a life together. And that's like the big thing, honestly, for me.
Yeah.
And if we are here in Utah, it'll be very difficult to do that.
Why?
Because before I would just kind of, you know, before dating you, before me, I'd always try to be there for my family. Wasn't always successful.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, anytime someone asked for help, I'd be like, sure, drop whatever I was doing and help them. And, oh, I forgot.
No, it's okay. We didn't replace the dungeon row.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. So, you know, and I wouldn't say my family necessarily intentionally abused it. They just kind of thought, oh, yeah, he's around, so let's, he'll just be where I need him.
Available.
So that was, I think that was the biggest thing for me, was to tell them, or just to not, no longer be around. And I do love my family.
Yeah.
Very, very much. I just know if I do stay, like, I'll have a harder time pursuing my personal goals.
Yeah.
To make sure I'm still, like, being a part of their lives.
Yeah. And I definitely still think you can be a part of,
oh, for sure,
what your family is doing, right? As long as that's what you want, and making that a priority. It's just also looking at going, what is going to be the environment to achieve my goals? And what environment will best support that? And that's the reason that I wanted to move down to Arizona, is looking at it going, I want to I want to have some space to be able to not be.
You just want to be alone with me?
That is something that I'm excited for too. But yeah, I just wanted to be able to have some space to focus and get what I need to done and build what we want to build, because we have big goals. Like we want to travel 4 times internationally a year. These next couple of years, that's, not cheap. And we want to have our dream wedding, which we literally said what we wanted to do, and that's not cheap. And we want to build a horse farm and be able to have a garden and things like that. And we want to have financial freedom. And there's just a lot of things, like we want to build a business. And so all of that leads to the fact that we have big goals and we're trying to achieve those things. And what's going to be the environment that will help us do that? So for me, it was being distant from my family. So then there is not that distraction of, hey, let's spend time together all the time. But then being more intentional with when we do spend time together. So, hey, we're going out on a trip. And we're going to spend time together and it's going to be great. And then we'll go back to our lives. So, yeah. Anything else you want to add on that question?
Yeah. And I think another big thing that you brought up that I kind of agree with is, like, you don't want to be in a position, I don't know if you said this, of saying no all the time. And then getting to the point where, like, they just stop inviting you to things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be put in that position. And mm-hmm. being in, if we moved away, it would just be easier, because then the no is already implied.
Yes, it is. And I do like spending time with my family, and that's why I don't want to say no. But at the same time, it's like, we got to focus on things. Like, we got to be here. We got to focus. Yeah, we're going to spend some money here.
I forgot to spend money. I had enough to buy a backpack.
That is what we're going to buy, is a backpack.
Only allowed to have one.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy multiple. What would I need that for?
Well, it's funny because Brayden always asks. He's like, I can wear one on my back and one on my front.
One on my front too.
And then I can carry the third on my head, like the artifact.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, yeah. If this was real life, you're carrying as much as you possibly can.
I know, I got companions too. It's like, I will have them wear the backpack.
Yeah. Since I picked up a secret, I get another mana. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll buy the elven cloak. I like that card.
Damn it, I was gonna buy it. Mm-hmm. Lena always ends up buying the cards I want right before.
You're too slow.
Because they pop up on your turn. I also got 2 skill last time, so that was unfortunate.
You're poor.
I had 7 cards and I only got 2 skill, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta draw 2. Bam. Make a claim. Okay.
So this is interesting because I don't know if you feel this way about moving. I don't feel this way about moving anymore.
Oh, I definitely.
But the question is, like, what is some effective ways to manage the stress and anxiety from having a major life change like moving? For me, that's gone. I was gone probably in state 4.
Elena's family moved like 20 times before I even met her.
Yeah, like 13. I think the number was like 10 or 13, it was somewhere 20. Around that. It was something.
They moved from a farm, a normal life.
We weren't living on a farm. Do not believe anything August says about my
childhood. Must believe everything I say, because what I say is true.
It's not accurate.
It is 100% accurate, okay? Anyway, yeah. So, I'm not surprised. You're like, yeah,
it's just not stressful to me, but it's because we've done it so much that it's like, we got a system. My family had a system moving billions of times. Then we get to moving 11 states. We've got a system. It's just like, I'm not even thinking about the move. I'm obviously looking for apartments now, but I'm not even thinking about the actual like packing of stuff until probably a week before, maybe a little bit more, because we have to get a moving truck this time. I think, unless somebody wants to drive down with us, but I don't think anybody would want to do that. and so, yeah, it's just, it's not stressful to me. But what I would say to people who do feel stress about moving, is start early with things. Like, really start early with things. When people have lived in a house for a long time, you accumulate things that you don't even realize that you've accumulated. So you're like, wow, I don't even remember buying that thing. I don't even remember getting that thing. And
that's true.
You can look at people's houses and see that they forgot the things that they bought. And so if you're like doing a big move, start 6-12 months even before, right? And take it a little bit of a time, because the mentality that I've grown up with when it comes to things is that you have a lot of clank in there.
I do. A lot of noise.
Yeah. And so the mentality that I've had when it comes to material things is that you don't need to be attached to them. And so then you can easily throw them out. Yet I know that that is not the case for a lot of people. So when I'm going through, I had you help me clean out my closet January. And yeah. August is like, oh boy, this is going to be an ordeal. And he told me all about his experience with helping his mom and his sister clean out their closets. And he was like, he's like, don't keep those clothes. And I was literally just like, perfect. Throw out this. Done. And we were done like 30 minutes. He's like,
I was expecting to take like 2 to 3 hours to do that. But yeah, we were done in 30 minutes. And I was like, right then.
Yeah. And that's just a mentality that I've grown up with. Would you say you grew up with a different mentality when it comes to items?
I mean, look at the wall across from us. That should answer it for you.
But there's a difference when like you are collecting things compared to when things are not necessary. Oh man, this is a hard line because it's like you don't need these board games, but you use these board games. You play these board games. You think and talk about these board games. What about some antique china set that somebody bought that they never think about? They don't display. It's packed somewhere in a box. What's the point of that?
Yeah, you should sell that.
Right. And so it's like, what is the difference between things that you get rid of and things that you don't?
That's true. Yeah, I would agree. It's like if things are going to be put away and hidden away because you don't know what to do with them, it's like maybe you should look to get rid of them.
Right.
Also, there hasn't been a dragon attack for a while and I'm getting nervous.
I know we're going to get slammed.
Because 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I have 11 pieces of clank in the clank area. Now, the clank area is not the dragon bag. Once the clank goes in the dragon bag, it will come out, but if it comes out, you die. So
I'm paying these coins. I bought a key and a crown. I'm teleporting to this.
Cheating.
Chalice. That's how it's done.
I got the first one. Cooler.
So that would be my recommendation, is start early when it comes to moving a lot of things and potentially have somebody there who is not attached to your stuff. They can look at it objectively and go, all right, let's have a conversation about antique doll that your childhood friend gave you and
now,
you have never looked at before or you, never looked at since. This,
but the moment I say this word, Elena is going to, her tone might change a little. Blankets.
I use those, okay? I use those on a daily, nightly basis.
Well, you can say daily because that works. Anyway, this is true, but she's used one so much. It was literally a rag. Like, it was falling apart when I met you and started dating you. It was literally like, just two pieces held together by a little thin piece of thread. I was like, this is the definition of garbage. You literally look like a hobo.
I got it sewed back up. It has a big seam right in the middle of it.
It looks better.
That makes it look like it had a heart surgery.
It did. It did not have a heart surgery. It had a full-blown, full-body surgery. Like, it's a Frankenstein of a blanket.
Okay, so you have to tell me, did it surprise you? Because it seemed like it surprised you when I told you that I didn't want to sleep with the same blankets. Because remember we had a whole conversation about this. Like
offended.
Me being very adamant that I did not want to sleep with under the same blanket.
I was offended.
You were offended?
Yeah, first because I was like, because I grew up with the idea like that's the normal thing you do.
You sleep with your partner under the blanket?
Yes. But when you're like, yeah, I know. We don't share.
I was like, you don't share my blankets. You don't touch it.
I was like, But I love you. Just something I couldn't, you know, grasp around my noodle.
Your noodle?
The brain.
Oh, okay.
It looks like noodles.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's...
sometimes I say things and Melina looks, is just like, what?
So what got you to finally grasp it? Because I was very adamant on you not yet taking any of my blankets. I was like, no, I'm sleeping under these for the rest of my life. I think
it was just doing it several times where I just slept under my own blankets that are just like, yeah, this is normal. This is fine.
Yeah.
And like, it's actually more normal than I thought. Like there are a lot of couples out there that have their own blankets because they are like, yeah, he steals the blankets from me and then I get none. Or it's like, oh, the opposite.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the big thing.
Yeah. That is super interesting, though. I was surprised. But it wasn't something I'd ever considered. I was like, you know, because the blankets were always a big thing. They've always been a big thing for me. And so that was something.
Yep.
Do you remember how we used to, and I know this is getting a little bit off topic.
I was like, we're not even talking about moving to Arizona anymore.
But you remember that we did have to have a conversation about when I would turn away from you in the middle of the night.
Oh yeah.
And you thought it was because I was purposefully doing it.
I just thought you were upset at me. I was like, what did I do?
This is why communication is
it's so important.
It's very easy to misunderstand things.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
A little worry about it. But I can kind of see what you're doing a little bit there.
Oh, wait, you took the 25?
Yeah, I took it like 3-4 turns ago. You can go for the 30. I don't plan on going for it. I'm on the next one I plan on taking. I just need a backpack.
You just have to get a backpack?
Yeah, a backpack.
Okay. I think I have a plan now. I don't know what I was trying to do, but I just was going.
Well, you were also trying to talk about something.
Yes. Okay. I'm good.
A little off topic.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we had to have a conversation about that. There's the dragon attack. All your clank.
I wasn't going to minus any. I was hoping to, but then someone bought the Elven Cloak.
Ooh, this is a question that I had for you. After you completely destroy our mics with this bag shake.
I gotta mix it up, okay? Also, I'm pulling 5, not 4, because the Daring Explorer.
Okay.
Oof, ouch. That's not a surprise there.
Yep, August got hit 3 times. Welcome to the end of your life.
Well, that was the first time I've gotten hit, so...
So you're fine.
But I ain't moving nothing. Look at that.
Wow. That's exciting.
There's 2 more coins. More coins.
Okay. Yes, I was going to ask you one of the questions. So these are some questions that I got just from looking at different things, what people had mentioned and doing some research. And something that people had asked, like, how do you cope with the uncertainty of finding new jobs? Not a problem for us because we work remotely. But something I wanted to ask you is, because I know you had mentioned this when we were on the East Coast, is how do you cope with the how do you cope with the feelings of loneliness or isolation, especially if we don't have established social networks in the new state? AKA
you don't
have any friends.
You don't cope with it.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Come again.
So how would I cope? Or how did I?
Yeah, how would you cope with that? Now, as we're moving. You're like,
I didn't.
I got nothing. Or I guess maybe you didn't cope with it on the East Coast, but how would you cope with it now?
Well, I mean, I kind of did cope with it. I think I think what actually made it easier is when Liv and your brother, McCade, moved out with us to like like she came to Tennessee and then he came to Maryland and we were all together. So it made it a little easier because then I wasn't just straight up alone sometimes.
But why did you, so the question is, I guess then why did you feel lonely? Because we were together the whole time.
We were
together.
And
that was something that I took personally at first.
And I think I didn't describe it well to you of what I meant by that.
Yeah.
Is you did travel to business events a lot.
Especially in Florida, yeah.
Especially in Florida. So I was left alone a lot.
Tennessee.
There was the sense of like, I'm in an unfamiliar place. I don't really have neighbors that I can hang out with or friends. I mean, luckily I still had Discord and like access to the internet so I could connect with like friends online and stuff. But I was also 2 hours ahead, so they didn't get on until, you know, after I had gotten to bed.
Right.
So that was difficult. And I think what helped me cope better with it was talking to you about it. Letting you know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I feel a little lonely. And I think just instead of keeping that and festering it, I just expressed it. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling lonely. And you took offense. A little bit.
Not after you explained it to me.
Not after I explained it to you.
But after you had just said it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just because it was like, what? You're here with me, though.
You're here with me.
So we had to talk about that too.
Yeah, which I think we did a good job at resolving it.
Yeah. Okay, so last question. And I'll answer it first and then you can answer it since you're doing the whole draw all the cards.
I'm not drawing all the cards, I'm just drawing a lot of the cards. But I'm also making four clank.
Jeez. Okay, so how can we embrace change and view this move as an opportunity for personal growth and adventure rather than focusing on the difficulties? I thought it was a good question. So my thoughts is maintain or better our routines within the new state. And so though we're moving, though it's new and everything, and this is what I applied to other moves that we did across the U.S. is that still find a gym to go and work out at, still find paths that I like walking around and being outside, find a grocery store that we like near us, go out to eat the first week that we're there to experience a restaurant that we like, maintaining the routines that we have, setting up our office in a way that we like it. And so then it feels better, like making our house a place that feels good too, is something that I have found is a great way to embrace the change, is maintaining habits and building new ones and building better ones. Because when you switch locations and environments, it can foster new habits and make it easier to create new habits than compared to the old ones that you have. And so that's something that I personally have seen and done that I really find valuable and that I think is really good for being able to embrace the change. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I would add. Going and doing things in the state, that's something I have to remind myself of, is we lived in Utah so long not doing anything, and then we crammed all of it in one summer and it was awesome. It was a lot of driving, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
And we saw the state. And so many people just don't see the state.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like, not very many people actually have like seen the state they've lived in. Like, zero. It's crazy.
Yeah. Is your mic still on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yours is too.
Cool. And so that is something that is important to me, is we got to go camping in the Grand Canyon. I want to do rim to rim. So that's, you walk from one side of the Grand Canyon to the next, hike it. So want to do that. Go to Sedona, right? Like, go and see these different things to really make our time in Arizona special. So that is something that I would, and you can go ahead and answer it after you're done with your extremely long term.
I know I take such long turns, but I'm doing cool stuff.
You really did. Like, are you almost done? Or
I'm done with my movement and my sword.
I drew my sword.
I still have a teleport.
Did you make another clank, though?
Well, yeah, I just did all four.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, I get two because I have an artifact. Okay, well, that's awesome. I have enough to buy another item.
You're not in a market.
Nope, I bought three, though. That was a good turn.
All right, you want to replace? And then do you want to answer that question, and then we'll finish up? How do you embrace change and view this move as an opportunity for personal growth and adventure rather than solely focusing on the difficulties?
Don't focus on the difficulties. Embrace the adventure. I'm just kidding. I think super the insightful. Biggest thing for me, because a lot of what you said I agree with and like 100%. But the biggest thing for me is finding like some new, like friends, like local friends that I can, you know, hang out with every like weekend or every other weekend, you know, like just having people around.
Yeah.
To get together for like a board game night, maybe do like a D&D thing.
Yeah.
You know, or Warhammer, like, not that you guys can see it, but I have a lot of models for that and still haven't even played the game. Don't even know how to play the game. So yeah, that's probably my biggest thing of how to deal with and embrace this as an adventure.
Beautiful. I love it.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to add?
I don't know, I can think of.
Okay. Well, that concludes this episode of Game Nights and Hard Talks with Clank and our move to Arizona coming up in less than a month. So we will see you guys later. And until next time,
keep the dice rolling.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, the pen is going to... Oh, it did it?
Now it's time to beat your ass.
I think I'm going to win. Nope, okay. I got it.